Cargrave Bays, Vialkane, Ikara Shchita, Bamokamat Savor. And it's for this reason that the place on the animal where we shecht it is by the throat, by the neck. Kedei lahachnia koiloi saroim shel chachmei ateva, shein b'chinas chai, b'chinas chayes royes kanal. In order to subdue the sounds, the words, the cries of these chachmei ateva. Ki hakoil yoytse menat savor. Because where does sound come from? Where is the sound system? In the throat. Bechinas yedabru betzavor osok. As the pasuk says, they speak with a crooked neck. They speak against tzaddikim. They speak against Hashem, these people who don't believe. Sheheim chachmei ateva hamedabrim osok al Hashem val meshichoi. These are those scientists and those naturalists who speak against Hashem and against the true tzaddikim. Veheim bechinas behemois v'chayis. They're compared to behemos and chayis. Umachniim es koilam v'tzavoram, and we subdue their words, their sounds, and their throat al yedei asakin shel hashchita, through the knife that the shechet shechts with. V'alkein tzorech hashechet l'kabelas hasakin shel shchita michochom ador, k'mo yishom razal. And this is why a shechet receives his knife from a very high level rabbi, who gives him smicha, who gives him kabbalah, who gives him the authority to shecht. You can't shecht unless you were given authority by the chacham ador, by the great, great rabbonim. Kamo Yishom Razal, as the Gemara says, the Shulchan Aruch says, shetzorech hashechet laharoi sakinei lechacham. A shechet is required to show his knife to our Talmud chacham. Ki echochom nigdusha yesh loy koyach lekasher kol horitzoinois el horotz nigdusha l'sheir shorotzim. Because as we said earlier, the chochom nigdusha is the one who has the ability to attach all the ritzoinois of everything in the world to plug it into the sheir shorotzim. Machni adas chach mi'atev kanal. And by doing that, he subdues, he weakens the das of the chach mi'ateva, vaydeze nase yira, and this generates yira, bechinas ritzoin yirei avyas, as we said before, the yira zu bechinas cherev pifiyos, bechinas malchus, bechinas sakin shel shchita. Yira is the knife of the shoychet, which is that cherev pifiyos, that double-edged sword, which is bechinas malchus, as is written in Sifrei Kabbalah. And malchus is synonymous with yira, il mole moiro shel malchus, says in the Mishnah. V'alkein tzrichin lekabel hasakin shel shchita shebechinas cherev pifiyos, bechinas yira, bechinas guru lochem epnei cherev. This is why the shechet has to receive his knife, that double-edged sword, which corresponds to yira, as the pasuk says, guru lochem epnei cherev. Be afraid, you, of the sword. Tzrichin lekabloi min hachochem degdusha. He has to receive that knife from the chochem degdusha. Ki ikar hayira nasa al yedei hizgalus harotzayin shen hizgal al yedei hachocham digdusha. Because the one who generates the yira, the one who generates the power of the knife of the shoychet, is the chocham digdusha. Al yedei shemekasher kol haritzaynis l'shorish harotzayin ganal. Through his ability to elevate all the ritzaynis in this world and plug them into the shorish harotzayin. As Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran. V'aydei ha-chalif hazeh, shu b'chinas ha-yira, ha-nasa aydei zgalas ha-rotzoin, aydei zeh machnien b'chinas ruach ha-behemi, shu b'chinas chochmas ha-teva. And it's through this knife, which is b'chinas yira, which is generated through the zgalas ha-rotzoin, that's how we're machnia the ruach ha-behemi, which is the chochmas ha-teva. Paragraph Gimel, V'alkein dogim ein tzrichen shchita. And it's for this reason that fish do not require shchita. Ki dogim heim bebechinas sheir shorotzim, bechinas eina pekicha kanal. Because as we mentioned earlier, the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that fish are rotzim. Fish are keser, that eina pekicha. Al kein shom ein tzrichin shchita kanal. Therefore, we don't need shchita. Shchita is to elevate the lower level ritzainos to the sheir shorotzim. A fish is at sheir shorotzim. You don't have to do no elevation. Ki hein biatzma mebchina sheir shorotzim shemisham chiyusam kanal. Fish draw their chiyus from sheir shorotzim. Ki dogim mayim chasmalim, because fish are covered over by the water. Shehu bechinas meimei hadas, those waters of the ocean, the river, represent Meimei Hadas. Shubhinas Hashgocha, Shehu Iker Hadas, that corresponds to Hashgocha, which is the highest level of Das. The Ein Ayin Horo Shoyletes Bohem, and Ayin Horo is not Shoylet on fish at all. The Ainu Deyois Chachme Ateva, Shubhinas Ayin Ra, the opinions and the thought, the ideas of the Chachme Ateva, which are referred to as Ayin Ra, are not Shoylet on fish. Kainayim al Shema Chachma Nemra, because the Gemara says Einayim refers to Chachma. K'moshikosu, as it says by Adam and Chava, after the eight from the eight Sadas, it says Vatipokachna Einay Shnehem. Their eyes were opened, Upirish Rashi al Shema Chachma. That means they got knowledge, their brains opened. Al Shema Chachma Nemra, it's talking about Chachma. Va'ayin ro zebchinas deo isro is Chachma isro is Shalchach mi'ateva. Whereas the evil eye, that's the concept of these wrong wisdoms, these wrong thoughts of these Chachmei Ateva. Ve'ein lohem shlita bedogim shebiyam, and they have no power over the fish of the sea. Shechiyusam mishoyrish harotzim kanal, who draw their energy from shoyrish harotzim. Ki meimei hadas, shubachinas hashgocha, mechasalim kanal. Because the meimei hadas, which is the corresponds to the hashgocha of Hashem, covers these fish and protects them. V'alkein nizborchu zera Yosef v'yidgu l'roiv. This is why the children of Yosef HaTzadik were given the bracha by Yaakov Avinu that they will multiply, yidgu, like dogim. Ma dogim shebiyam are exempt from ayin hara. You too will have no ayin hara on you. Ki Yosef hu b'chinas zokein digdusha, shu b'chinas shoyrish harotzain, shu b'chinas yudgimol tikkun ediknok yedua. Yosef HaTzadik symbolizes the Zokin of Kedusha, the Shoyrish HaRotzim, which is referred to as the 13 Tikkunim of the beard, you know, referring to very, very high level of Chesed, Keser. Shekol ze toloi b'shmira sabris kemuva, which we know that in order for a Yid to be Zochet, to this Rotzim, to good Ritzinois, and to this Shoyrish HaRotzim, he has to have shmira sabris. V'alkei nemar b'yosef, ki ben zekunim hulai. It says that Yosef was born to Yaakov Avinu in his old age, but it uses the word ben zekunim. Yosef HaTzadik is the zokein dekdusha. He's plugged into the zekenim of kedusha. Ki machma sheshomar brisoi al kein zocha biyaldusoi biyosef ben shvas reishana lehikorei b'shem ben zekunim. Because Yosef HaTzadik was so outstanding in shmiras habris, that's what earned him this title, that he's called Ben Zekunim, even at a young age. He's called already Zokein. Even though literally it refers to Yaakov Avinu over there, but he's called Ben Zekunim, Ben Zokein. Ki hu b'chinas Zokein, shehu b'chinas Sherish HaRotzim, b'chinas Metzach HaRotzim, shekol zu b'chinas Shmiras HaBris Kemuva. Because Yosef HaTzadik is the b'chinas of Zokein, Sherish HaRotzim, Metzach HaRotzim, which all is tied into Shmiras HaBris.